SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States and Iran say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
The announcement came from both President Trump and Iran's foreign minister. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and that it would stay open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. The president said the strait is ready for business and full passage. However, he said the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will remain in full force and effect until a peace agreement with Iran is finalized. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The U.S. military has widened its efforts beyond the blockade of Iran's ports. It's now allowing its forces around the world to stop any ship tied to Iran or those suspected of carrying supplies that could help its government. In consumer news, Ford recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks because of a gear shift issue that could lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. President Trump on a swing through Nevada and Arizona, betting his tax cuts will be enough to win over voters in the midterms.
In Las Vegas Thursday night, President Trump promoted the tax cuts he signed into law last year.
This is the birthplace of a little idea known as no tax on tips. This is the birthplace.
In an appeal targeted at this year's midterm elections, Trump insisted it wasn't just tipped workers.
Every single American at every income level has more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center, good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, he tells SRN News, the Pew study indicates that Christian radio has a bright future. The Gallup organization says America's falling away from religious faith might be about to end. Gallup senior scientist Frank Newport says one of the dominant trends we've observed in recent years has been the decline in religiosity among Americans. But now, in young people, we're seeing that decline beginning to stop. That's pretty significant. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Hopes for another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks and ultimately an end of the war are sending Wall Street higher into record territory. Wall Street is on track to close out its third winning week in a row. President Trump's nominee to run the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, is likely to be grilled about his vast financial holdings at a hearing next week by the Senate Banking Committee. Warsh, a former top official at the Fed and a wealthy investor, listed financial assets in excess of $100 million. Air New Zealand will soon add triple-tier bunk beds for economy travelers to have a chance to sleep on long-haul flights. The airline plans to open bookings for the four-hour lie-flat beds on Boeing 787-9 Dreamliners starting in November. The pods will be on the Auckland to New York route, one of the world's longest commercial flights. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.